What's your name?
Lisa Cantu.
And where are you from?
I'm from San Pedro, California.
And you have a brother who's in Iraq right now and is against the war?
My brother is a sergeant stationed. He's in Iraq right now on his second tour. He, wanted the military as a career, but the more that this is going on, he just can't be quiet about what's going on over there.
He's voicing opposition to the current war in Iraq, I guess.
He's a supporter of just pull the troops out right now.
Uh-huh. And is this based on what he's seen of being over there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of things has he seen that you might be able to share with us that have brought him to the conclusion that the war is wrong?
Just the confusion that they're being made to police, and, you know, they're not police officers. Just a lot of things. And he's very outright and just very straightforward in his essays, and you could actually quote him directly from there.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that people can do who want to help him and other GIs that are stuck over there?
Just get the word out that these guys are upset over there, and no one's listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Military Times poll that came out, you know, doesn't lean in the direction of, you know, these guys believing that more troops should be sent over there, and then tomorrow, you know, George Bush is expected to, you know, say that they're going to send more, and no one's listening. No one's listening to these guys. And everyone's saying, well, you guys volunteered, you're an all-volunteer army, but that doesn't mean that they're working for free. And they do have a right to disagree if they think that, you know, something is illegal or immoral. And a lot of these guys are afraid of, you know, punishment coming down on them. You know, they have families, and this, you know, this is their paycheck. You know, so they are scared to speak out. But what Ron's realized from talking, being over there one time, seeing what's going on, coming back home, you know, being over there again and talking to people, is that a lot of people support him, and they just are scared of being punished.
Right.
And, you know, he's over there. He's not over here speaking out. He's over there in Iraq, and he's working with these people, and he's not refusing to do his job. He's being, you know, kind of categorized with war resistors, and he has the support of a lot of people on all different sides. But, you know, he's still over there doing his job, but he's speaking up for these guys that are also over there doing their job.
Mm-hmm. So do you get any feel for, we know that they are planning, like you mentioned, to escalate the war. Do you get any feeling of how that's going to impact his work?
Well, you know, when the soldiers are saying, take us back, reduce the troops, and the government saying, we're going to put more, these guys are, you know, burned out, and they're in these desperate positions, and they're coming home to, you know, to facing, jail time, and they're worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, they're saying send more troops, but these guys who are over there are saying don't send any more, and it's just going to cave in. I can't imagine anything good coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the president, I guess, is set to make an argument that with the more troops, they'll achieve some kind of military victory. Do the troops there see that as a possibility?
Through force, if victory, you know what, you know, this is the thing, it's like, this is what I've gathered from people, you know, that are over there, it's like, haven't we already won? I mean, how much more winning, you know, with quotes around that word, do you want them to do? They, you know, Saddam's dead, his sons are dead, they had their elections to get us out of there, and at this point, it's, you know, that's what they say. How much more winning do you want us to do?
Right. And that, what is the mission at this point? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one thing that I could really just emphasize, it's just to read his essays. You know, they're not big, long, huge things, but he, you know, that's from a soldier. You can quote directly from a soldier himself who was over there, and I think when you read his essays, you'll see, and they're on evaw.org, I-V-A-W. One is called Death of a Pro-War Conservative, because Ron, he re-enlisted to go to Iraq because he, you know, along with millions of others, thought it was the right thing to do. And after being there, he realized he was totally wrong. And, you know, he's one of the brave guys that are going to admit that he was totally wrong. And his first essay is titled, What Exactly Are We Dying For?
And this is at soldiersvoices.com?
Soldiervoices.net.
.net. Okay.
That's his own website that he's started. It's a forum for people to speak out, you know, to speak up, knowing that they're anonymous. But his essays, they're on there, but you might have to search for them because a lot of people get on there and post stuff. His essays are both on IVAW.org.
I see. And that's, yeah. That's Iraq Veterans Against the War, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for speaking with me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Really, that's it. You know what? Because I'm not a soldier. I really think that they should be allowed to speak for themselves. And if that's in print, then, you know, that's still them speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, you know, relaying to you what he's put out there publicly for people to know.
Right. Are you also working with Military Family Speak Out?
I just recently joined.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, in the past few days, there's been a lot going on my end, so I'm kind of all over the place right now.
Yeah, I understand.
But I've recently joined them, and I'm becoming more aware of the different chapters and people involved.
I guess I can just congratulate you and your family for sticking up for what's right, and thanks very much for talking with me.
Okay, thank you.